Hey, another Outside the Box, where nothing is a given. Today's topic is grass and grassroots. It's summer, the grass is growing, but what about the grassroots? In a democracy, which our country claims to be, should the grassroots have some influence over what our country does and how it functions? I think so. We extol the value of civic engagement and public involvement in our government and society. So, shouldn't we also expect and want that activism to have an impact? Unfortunately, our political system favors the wealthy and well-connected. Grassroots groups struggle to be heard, even when they represent a broad cross-section of the community. Our public policies often lock us in to limited forms of change. The two major political parties usually try to be as close to the middle as possible, which limits outside-the-box proposals like single-payer health care and drastic reductions in military spending. Corporations exert undue influence and are barely controllable, if at all. So even though we try to make real changes, we often don't have the power to carry them out. Our mainstream media are usually wimps, giving most of their airtime and print space to the powerful, but rarely challenging them. The grassroots and civic renewal movements are rarely given the space they deserve. And even when something like the Occupy movement comes along to highlight income inequality, most of the attention from the media goes to the so-called experts, not to the activist person on the street, who more truly represents the feelings and beliefs of a larger population. Our youth, who set the world on fire in the 1960s and 70s, are, in today's world, severely limited in their social activism. Crushing student debt and low-wage economy that forces them to spend too many hours working for pay leaves little time for grassroots activism. Our schools don't help either, pushing students into standardized work roles that discourage free thinking and free spirits. If we are being the change we want to see in the world, but it falls on deaf ears, then it's hard to keep thinking this country is really open to changing itself. And why should those who are involved keep on with their activism if they keep on hitting stone walls? Well, this is sounding like quite a downer feature, so how can I end it on an upbeat note? Despite all these signals of don't bother to be civically active, many young people, especially, are anyway. Why? Some are involved because they're getting screwed. They don't like it, and they're motivated by anger. Some are folks who have found a way to be civic-minded in spite of all the deterrents, like school loans and a still-struggling economy. Some are worried about the legacy they're inheriting. Climate catastrophe, growing inequality, a shrinking democracy. Whatever the reason, let's be thankful that a lot of youth are thinking outside the box and becoming the leadership of the next generation. Are you one of those civically engaged people or involved in grassroots groups? I'm Larry Danziger, very impressed and encouraged by the activism of today's youth.